This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This isn't hype. This is the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here back live. If every American could see one of these videos today, it changed the whole course of the nation. But they've censored us. They've blocked us. And the only place to find it's band.video. But if you simply go and get these links and share these links or download them or however you do it and tell others, hey, here's the secret truth you're not supposed to see. If you simply share these two videos that are at Infowars.com, it will defeat the globalist. It's truth that will set us free, as Jesus Christ said. The four-year plan to overthrow an elected president is 4.5 minutes long. It's at Infowars.com. It's Greg Reese. It's at Band.video. And Paul Joseph Watson, the truth about the presidential election. We're going to air it next segment, and then Gerald Celente takes over. It's very powerful as well. And then, as I said, I'll be back tonight, 7 to 9, co-hosting with Deanna Lorraine here in studio to cover the latest developments. Again, I don't say this to sound official or to sound powerful. I say it because you need to understand something. Let's say you're on a space station and there's a malfunction of the computer and there's a small fire and you extinguish it out. And then you go and you see that a particular piece is fried that deals with the oxygen scrubbers and they can't get a capsule up to save you, say, for a month with the rockets they've got. That's usually how it is, a month or so. And you're going to run out of oxygen in 3 days. Well, they happen to have the computer chips, usually for everything in the ship, stored. And so if you don't go and find the proper motherboard, the proper chip outlay, you don't put that in and test it and fire up the scrubbers, you're going to die in a couple days on the spacecraft. And that's what this is. I know their next plan. This is all I do. I dream now. I used to have normal dreams. My dreams all night are just politics and the New World Order and how to defeat them. And, you know, that's all I do, 24/7. And I know this, up one side and down the other. I know exactly what they're going to do, what they're going to pull. I know how to beat them. And also know the bondage we're going into if we don't turn this around. These people crave power over your mind. They crave making you desperate and poor. These are abjectly evil people. I mean, Joe Biden is a manifestation of a demon. His son is. Kamala Harris is a giggling, snickering monster that couldn't even get 0.1% of the Democrats to support her because she's outrageously criminal. But the system chose her because it's empty like they are. Literal sellouts that have proven they're compromised. They don't know who they are, and they'll do anything, and that's who they choose. And I told all of you, I said, don't take how disgusting Kamala Harris is and how disgusting Joe Biden is and think they look weak and think they're easy to defeat. That's the sucker punch. And I told you. But we're not giving up. We're not giving in. If they had won it fair and square, I wouldn't care. But no, they stole it. And so we have to resist it. And they're horrible globalists. So the war room's coming up today with Harrison Smith for about an hour. Owen will be on it. He's about to launch Caravan. 5 o'clock is when people gather, 5:30 or so when it leaves, Texas Capitol, South Side. And if everybody joins that caravan and there's tens of thousands of vehicles that end up showing up in D.C., it'll be amazing. If 1,000 show up, it's still beautiful. But if you want to take action, now's the time to be a walking, traveling billboard for truth. Stop the Steel Caravan starts at 8 p.m. in Houston, Texas, is the second leg, leaving from Austin at 5 p.m. So it really starts at 5 p.m., but kicks off in Houston. At 8 p.m. or 8:30 or so. Remember, folks, get down there. There's also a Parler account with the Stop the Steal Caravan with Owen Schroeder. We're going to get all those URLs up. I actually created a URL a few hours ago for folks to be able to find that and go to that. But we'll get those links up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com so you can share those as quickly as possible. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. You didn't think freedom be free. You didn't think we'd put Trump in there and there wouldn't be a giant fight over it. No, we looked for this. We asked for the fight. They started it. Now we're getting one. That's okay. Paul Watson's report's coming up. Then Gerald Celente, NewsWars.com. DNA Force Plus, if you did one thing for your immune system, it would be get all the essential things. And that's the clean iodine X2 or X3. That's the BioTrue Selenium. That is the vitamin D3. That is the C. That is the zinc. There's 13 vitamins and minerals that are essential without a diet. And studies show you really need the other ones too. But DNA Force goes beyond that. It helps get all that in the cells and out the cells with PQQ and CoQ10 of the highest quality sources with other ingredients that clean out the cells, that unclog them so all that stuff can get in. Viruses don't get in. The good stuff gets in. As the NIH website says, that if you have all the proper things, they can't replicate like they could. But I do this because it's essential, like oxygen, like water. DNA Force sold out for months, 50% off out of the gates. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force election special. That's going to have to end in a week because we had a limited supply. It was very hard to get the PQQ this time. A lot of our stuff can't get anymore. A lot of our products, because the supply chain's broken down, that's part of the global plan. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
I'm not fucking leaving.
Negative name, descended, the National Guard, a fucking SWAT team, cause I ain't going nowhere.
Fuck them. Who for 4 years tried to delegitimize an election result with baseless conspiracy theories, then accusing the Trump campaign of trying to delegitimize an election result with baseless conspiracy theories. You don't get to do that. You spent 4 years relentlessly trying to subvert the office of president. Then cry foul when the Trump campaign demands a legally transparent vote count. You don't get to do that. You know what the mainstream media also doesn't get to do? Decide elections. The role of declaring the winner of a presidential election in the US falls to the news media. No, it fucking doesn't.
Oh my goodness. All the networks. Wow. All the networks! We have to forget about the law! Judges don't count! All the networks! All the networks thought Biden was going to win by 10%! Gee, what happened?
But it's not like they didn't tell you what they were going to do in advance.
And you have a model scenario called the Red Mirage. What does that mean?
On election night, we are going to see Donald Trump in a stronger position. The data is going to show on election night an incredible victory for Donald Trump. When every legitimate vote is tallied and we get to that final day, which will be someday after election day, it will in fact show that what happened on election night was exactly that, a mirage. It looked like Donald Trump was in the lead, and he fundamentally was not. Win every ballot. It gets counted.
Biden got fewer votes than Obama or Hillary in every state except Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Wisconsin. Funny that, isn't it? Seems about as normal as a 77-year-old man sniffing a random 6-year-old girl's hair.
Don't tell me what
you have to. Totally normal.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Google Trends searches for election fraud punishment surged in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Arizona before election. What a stunning coincidence. I wonder why that could possibly be. Numbers of people who voted only for Joe Biden and didn't vote further down the ticket. Pennsylvania, 98,000. Georgia, 80 to 90,000. Arizona, 42,000. Michigan, 69 to 115,000. Wisconsin, 62,836. Seems legit.
We've identified at least 450,000 ballots in the key states that miraculously only have a mark for Joe Biden on them and no other candidate.
Still, at least Republican poll watchers were allowed to observe them all being counted. Oh. Still, at least we're allowed to talk about this. At least social media companies didn't implement policies months before anticipating this very scenario so they could then censor whistleblowers. Oh. Look, it's time to just accept that Biden won fair and square. His voters were way more committed to the cause. In some cases, going so far as returning from the dead to vote for him. You've got to give it up for that kind of enthusiasm. If Republicans are consistently unable to capture that key demographic, dead people, then they only have themselves to blame. Joe Biden outthanking voters. But seriously, are the courts going to save Trump? If you believe the system stole the election from him, then it's pretty naive that that same system is just going to hand it back. So let's say Trump fails in court and BM magic ballots were totally legitimate. Who's to blame? The media. No, not the legacy media. The conservative media. Trump was basically the first president in history to run a campaign with barely any right-wing media outlets fighting his corner. The Drudge Report abandoned Trump and became indistinguishable from CNN. Fox News was so eager to call states early for Biden, they were like a giddy child waiting to open his gifts at 6 a.m. on Christmas Day. Only Ben Shapiro threw in the towel quicker. Articles like this one in The Spectator, expressing the sentiment of so-called conservatives who voted for Biden because they wanted some kind of return to normality. I'm voting to make America boring again. You think things are going to be boring? You think you can sue for peace? You think they're just going to let you get on with your lives? You think everything's going to return to normal? Nationwide mask mandates, medical martial law. Is that normal? Returning to the fantastic policy of carpet bombing the Middle East to install Islamist dictators. Is that normal? Critical race theory brainwashing, Marxist re-education and social engineering of a generation. Is that normal? Handing political capital and influence to the same thugs who've been burning down American cities for the past 6 months. Is that normal? Just because you cooked for Biden, you don't think they're going to demand more? But at least we won't have to defend Trump's impulsive tweets. What kind of putridly pathetic cowardice is that? Oh, but under Biden, the country will be brought back together. He's going to heal and unify the nation. A nation united, a nation strengthened, a nation healed. Putting Republicans on lists, demanding, quote, pain for Trump supporters. Saying Trump supporters who want a fair vote count should be barred from future employment. Threatening to burn down and level the opposition, leaving no survivors.
It's not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose. We have to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them, because if there are survivors, if there are people who weather this storm, they will do it again.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like healing rhetoric to me.
We get enough power in the media, and I'm going to steamroll these sons of bitches. I'm going to steamroll them. We're going to slaughter the Republicans politically. Let us hit the Republicans in the face.
2016. Trump won. He's going to execute all gay and trans people and become a fascist. 2020. Punish those who disagree with me and participate in democracy. Yay, healing. Unity. You really think these kind of people are just going to let you be? They're already back out on the streets harassing diners. This isn't just about seizing power. It's about demoralizing a nation. Many conservatives are now saying they'll never bother voting again after what happened. It's about making you feel powerless, disenfranchised, hopeless. And suddenly, COVID's taken a few days off so they can all have street parties. You don't get to attend your grandma's funeral because it's too dangerous. You get screeched at if you get within 6 feet of them. But they can all gather in close proximity for a super spreader event, and the media affords it endless adulation. And what are they celebrating? The end of Trumpism? The end of populism? The end of America First nationalism? Newsflash. None of that's going anywhere, whether Trump's in the White House or not. 3 million more Americans legitimately voted for it than in 2016. Hardly a blue wave, is it? Hardly a repudiation. Also, speaking of celebrations, the same media that we're supposed to trust with the power to anoint a president claimed that 5th of November fireworks in the UK, an annual celebration, was actually people celebrating Biden winning. Hey Siri, what's bonfire night? CNN also lied in claiming church bells rang out in Paris in praise of Biden. The church released a statement saying otherwise. Deliberately fake news designed to bolster Biden's legitimacy. Now suddenly, less than a week after the election, we have a COVID vaccine. Another stunningly timed coincidence. Now Biden has his coronavirus task force. Now he can take credit for saving the world from the pandemic. Such perfect timing. Did the Trump campaign make mistakes? Without a doubt. Pandering to Israel. For all his pro-Israel stuff, more Muslims than Jews voted for Trump. Pandering to minorities. So Trump got an extra 2% of the black vote compared to 2016. This is continually lauded by MAGA types who are still obsessed with not having the media call them racist. And at what cost? Democrats still got 90% of the black vote. Trump the racist won more minority votes than any GOP candidate since 1960. Yeah, but if it turns out he still lost, so what? We may have lost the White House, but at least the media can't call us racists. Who cares? How much energy did pro-Trump organizations waste in desperately trying to prove they weren't racist instead of using that energy to enlist actual voters? They hate you. They're gonna call you racist anyway. Who cares? Whatever happens in the next few weeks, I think one thing's for certain. There are going to be quite a few more plot twists before this thing is...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com. And get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Hello, hello. This is an Alex Jones show. We look a lot alike. Got the same age, same size, so we got a little confused. But here we are. Wow. Again, we had called for a Trump victory and too close to call. That was in our Trends Journal. It went out last Tuesday before the polls closed. And we were right. It was too close to call, and it looks like a Trump victory. And we went against all the odds. And as Trump and others have pointed out, the odds are that by them saying that Trump was going to lose by 10 points, most of the polls between 8 and 10 points, that's suppression. And just like Mr. Watson was saying, a lot of people won't go out and vote now. And that's what they did. People say, what am I going to go out to vote for? This guy doesn't have a shot. Even though I'm for him, he's not going anywhere. I'm not going to go out and vote. So it's overt suppression right in front of our eyes. So let's get this straight, everybody. You pick up the Trends Journal, go back to last May and August of 2016. Right there in black and white, we said despite the polls, Donald Trump was going to win the election. And everybody that listens to me on InfoWars or anywhere else knows I'm a political atheist. I look at things the way they are, not the way I want them to be. So we called it back then when the polls were wrong. The polls were grossly wrong again this time. But yet, day after day, for some 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 months, Trump down by 10%. Trump down by 10%. And that other one, that phony name one, they got 25-6-3, whatever it is. You know, they get what, a 1% chance of winning. The polls are an antiquated system. Back in the 1990s, late 1990s, some 36% of the people would respond to a pollster's call. In the new digital age, when you see who's calling you, you don't want to look at it. You're looking at 6%. So they're getting a very skewed market. It's an antiquated system. But yet, that's being shoved down our throats. And then, the other reality to all of this is that if Trump won the election and Biden lost in the swing states as Trump did, all the Democrats would be screaming for a recount, a new election, fraud. And again, I don't have to go into the details. I mean, on InfoWars, you've been getting the details left and right, inside out, upside down, backwards and sideways. So you know whether it comes from Ken Starr, Pennsylvania ballot extension, a constitutional travesty, and going on and on about what a fraud this whole thing is. And then you look at it, and this is Biden's home state. And as everybody knows, on election day and election eve, he was losing big time. And all of a sudden, all these ballots came in. And as Mr. Watson showed, oh yeah, you can view them, and they close it up so you can't see anything. They put all that paper over everything. And the fraud is right in front of our face. So here's the deal. If this happened in another country, under the Obama administration, which is now back in power, so let's get this straight, everybody. It ain't out of his mind, Biden. He's bringing back a lot of the Obama murderous team, from that guy Blinken, who went to Saudi Arabia when they started the Yemen war, which was launched from the White House, Washington, D.C., when the Saudis launched it, to Samantha Power, to Susan Rice, one after another, they're bringing them all back. So now what we have is the murderous Obama team. So if this election happened in Libya and it was up for count and Gaddafi was losing, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner you just saw there, the murderous Obama, should be brought up on war crime tribunal along with murderous George W. Bush and the rest of the gangs that support it with lies. You know, we got to invade this country. They just had an election over there. You see the joke about the ballots and how they were counted in all these different states? We got to go invade that country. That's what they'd be screaming over here, over there, to come invade over here. That's what America does to all these other countries. Oh, I don't like that Venezuelan election. Let's go after them. I don't like what they did in Sudan. One country after another, Iraq, Iran, you name the country, America, when they don't like the joint, it's an excuse to invade because of their corrupt political elections. Welcome to the USSA, the United Soviet States of America. Here we are. This is a disgrace in front of everybody's eyes. And I'm up here in liberal land. They won't admit to the lies. All they're happy about is that Biden won. Forget the fraud. There you go. United Soviet States of America. That's from your Trends Journal going back a couple of months ago. And now we're all going to be masked up. Vaccinated, masked, Biden control, and a good 50% of the people are supporting it. And as Alex Jones said, you better stand up and fight and do what you can, unless you want to live the Soviet way. Because now it's guaranteed they're in power, they're in office, the murderous Obama team is back. And we're going to be back in a little bit. And remember, do what you can to support it further.
gates of hell. The nightmare is here. 79 days of hell has begun.
Multinational corporations, the mainstream media apparatus, and social media tech giants are all now being deployed by the archaic, inbred, crooked establishment to interfere with the 2020 U.S. elections, remove the populist champion of the people, Donald J. Trump, and install the decrepit, perverted, traitorous establishment puppet, Joe Biden, along with rabid radical hag Kamala Harris. Keep your heads on a swivel and tune in to 79days.news for tomorrow's news today. 79days.news, America's last stand. 79days.news.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. Remember, particularly in these times, dreadful times of the robbery of liberty, love, joy, and beauty, put your money where your heart and mind are and support InfoWars. I do. And here's one of my favorites.
Super Male Vitality gives me that extra chip just when you need it. Now, it's great stuff, especially for an old cat. So remember, do what you can to support InfoWars. They have their this American Crisis Emergency Lockdown 2 is coming. And the economic collapse in Biden's martial law disguises lockdown 2, so up to 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points store-wide. And they have decided to launch these emergency sales on InfoWarsStores.com as the Republic's is on death's doorstep as she's fighting for her life. And so they're hoping and praying, we all are, for the best. But prepare for the worst. I always say that. Prepare for the worst. If the worst doesn't happen, you didn't lose anything. If the worst doesn't happen and you're not prepared for it, you lose everything. So you have DNA Force Plus, Alpha Power, Bodies, BioTrue Selenium, Ultra 12, 50%. All these are 50% off and free shipping. And you have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's 25% off free shipping. CovaChill, 50% off. Ah, Super Male Vitality, 50% off, free shipping. One after another, their shirts, all SRL products, they're 60% off plus free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil, 30% off, and that's selling out fast. So that's free shipping. All this is free shipping. Brain Force Plus, 25% off. So revamp your daily routine and make sure you save big on these everyday essentials today at InfoWars Store. It's very important. Now more than ever. You can see where this is going. All we are going to become plantation workers on the global plantation of Slavelandia. You see how happy that big tech is that Biden won. Well, the real did he win? That the election was rigged to make it look like Biden won. And they're in control. Them and big media. This is terrible. This isn't my America. This isn't the America I was born into. This is disgraceful. And it's only going to get worse if we don't fight back. And you can't fight back without money. You know, look at Biden over there. Look at this guy. This is my president. This guy's been sucking off the public tit for almost 50 years. And all he's brought us is war. Oh, you like all those products that get made in China? Yeah, thank them, him, and the Democrats under Clinton. Yeah, NAFTA, the World Trade Organization, bringing China into that. NAFTA, shipping our jobs off to Mexico for slave labor. And people voted for this guy? It wasn't a war that he didn't love? That's a freak show. And we got a freak right in front of us. A lying freak. And again, you know the deal, how the Hunter Biden info was banned by big media. And look at all these people. Look at them all waving and holding with their masks on. Look at this freak show. Look at this freak show. They're going to look back at America, you know, 50, 60 years from now, and say, and look at Kamala Harris with her, oh, she's all dressed up in that white with that black mask on. Well, she's going black and white. Yeah. Look at this. Hey, how come you don't have your mask on, Biden? Everybody else does. You're going to get them all sick, or you're going to get sick. How come he's not? If that was me out there, they'd get me off the stage. Look at these freaks. And you know when they're all together, they won't be wearing them. This is for show. And what a freak show it is. Now, look at this picture in today's Wall Street Journal. Look at this. Look at Harris up here with the mask on. That's what they're doing. They're getting us ready to be masked. You got it? It's right in front of your eyes. Well, what state today? One of them just put a mandatory mask wearing on. One after another. And again, here's the mask that most people wear.
and you read the box. These masks help protect against certain particular contaminants, but do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection. Got it? It's control. It's for you to lose your identity. Mask mandates for all. And now the vaccination's coming. I saw it on InfoWars before I went on the air, but I had gotten it on Saturday. New York lawyers, New York Bar Association rejects religious, philosophical, or personal reason COVID-19 vaccination exemptions. The New York Bar Association, some slimy little arrogant boys and girls, shove your bar up your New York what? Your Bar Association. Who the hell do you think you're talking to? You can play arrogant with all the other little boys and girls. You're not going to play it arrogant with me. I've been around enough lawyer liars freaks, so save your bar crap. Telling me I have to get a vaccination because you little pieces of crap are telling me to? Come over here and try to force me. And that's what's going to happen. The vaccination war has begun. They are going to force us to get vaccinated. As Watson pointed out, all of a sudden the vaccine comes out right after the votes are counted, fraudulently declared. Then they announce the vaccine comes out. How come it didn't announce it last week? You think it just happened over the weekend after they declared? Who declared? Nobody declared. The media declared. Who declared? BuzzFeed? How about BuzzCrap? AP? Associated Prostitutes? One after another, they're declaring what happened? Can't you see what's going on over here? Big Pharma, the Wall Street gang, and the White Shoe Boys. Yeah. As I said, Obama's bringing back the old gang. Remember Holder? Yeah, the black guy in the White Shoe gang. And again, I don't want anybody, black, white, green, yellow, good and bad comes in all of them. Hey, look at Biden. He's white. Holder's back. Yep. After he left the Obama gang, went back to work with the White Shoe gang. That's who's in charge. The banksters, the lawyers, and Big Pharma. America? That's right, the Holder. Too big to jail after they gave all the money to the banksters. Their criminal activities. There he is. So remember, do what you can to support InfoWars, and of course the Trends Journal as well. No other magazine like in the world. History before it happened. We'll be right back.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. What a time we're living in. Again, this is going to go down in history. You know, this is, it's disgusting what's happened. This is not my America. And you can see by the cover of the Trends Journal, I'm a political atheist. I don't take sides on things. And I call it what it is, a spade a spade. Oop, can't say that anymore. I can say that now because Obama's out of office. Again, this is sexist and racist. Picking Kamala Harris, a black woman, half black and Indian. How about picking the best person? I could care less if they're black, white, green, yellow, transgender, inside out, upside down. And look how weak she is. She didn't bring the black vote in. To the contrary. So, this is the Harris. The Biden will probably make it. They'll probably get rid of Biden before if he gets in there, they'll put him in, and then maybe 3 years in, he'll retire. She'll become president. And then there we go into 2024. So that's the way I see it happening if he comes in. And again, I don't know where this is going. Nobody really does with going to the Supreme Court. And if they do go, if it does go there, it does look like there is a lot of, again, InfoWars has all the information on the fraudulent election, and it could be a Biden victory. Well, that's where we are so far. And you saw what happened today when all of a sudden a vaccine was announced. The markets went up 1,700 points this morning. Gold last week was flying high, back into the mid-1900s range. Now it's down over 80 bucks on the talk of a new vaccine. Again, is this a coincidence that right after Associated Press announces that Biden wins? The Associated Press announced. Who the hell are the Associated Press? Associated prostitutes. Media whores that get paid to put out. And again, among my greatest fears is, number one, that Biden is a warmonger. And as all you all know, I launched Occupy Peace. So I'm opposed to this. And while I totally opposed to what Trump did with the assassination of Soleimani of Iran and what he's done with Venezuela, nothing compared to what the Democrats have done with their wars and destroying Libya, destroying it. The richest nation in Africa. The people had more rights and more benefits than anywhere else, even better rights than in many Western civilization countries. Destroyed. Syria destroyed. Can't understand why you have that migrant and refugee problem over there in Europe, you Europeans. You don't talk about that. Brought to you by Biden and the Obama gang. Yeah, the ones, this is the gang that Obama signed into order, you know, the El Presidente, that they could murder anybody, any place, any time, American, wherever you are, send you off to a foreign country and put you into jail the rest of your life or torture you until you die. That's who the Democrats love so much. The Bidens are, Obama's back in office. The Obama gang. Was that guy Pritzker, that woman Pritzker, was the Commerce Secretary? She was very much behind this election. And her big brother, really big, big, big brother over there in Illinois, is he the governor? Oh, were the Pritzkers? Oh, Hyatt Hotel, is that the one? Is that the family? Yeah. Again, it's one big club and you ain't in it. It's the money gang. It's the mafia. No, no. Not us Italians. Again, you can make fun of the Italians and call us mafia. Hey, what's the matter? Yeah, but you can't say that about the blacks. Can't show me the drunken Irish cop. You can't show me the Jewish bankster, but you can make fun of the Italians. Hey, it's okay. So let's be equal here. So looking at what's happened here, we got Big Pharma right in front of our eyes. Right in front of our eyes, running the show. Number two, the Wall Street gang, right in front of our eyes. Juicing the equity markets up as we speak over 1,000 points. And the lawyers, the lousy lying lawyers, the shocksters. Yeah, you know when a guy like Jamie Dimon's gang over there, the J.P. Morgan Chase, when they get felonies and charged with all of these crimes, nobody goes to jail. Nobody goes to jail. And now these arrogant guys and girls telling us that we got to get vaccinated here in New York in a country, in a state near you. Here we are. Mary Beth Morrissey, chair of the New York Bar Association's Health Law Section Task Force on COVID-19, said in a statement on November 7th, a Saturday when no one was paying attention, quote,
The authority of the state to respond to public health crisis is well established in constitutional law. Shove it. Shove it. Don't you tell me what constitutional law is. This is crap that you're making up. So shove it. In balancing the protection of the public health and civil liberties, the public health law recognizes that a person's health can and does affect others. Hey, Morrissey, how come Biden didn't have a mask on? And everybody else did. How come all you Slimers get caught without your masks on when you don't want them on? And now you're telling us we got to get vaccinated? Here's the next war and the new party. And this is why you have to support InfoWars. And this is why you have to support the Trends Journal. We're fighting for freedom. And they're stealing it in front of our eyes. The new parties. The Republicans are a bunch of jerks. Look at them. Look at them. McConnell. Lindsey Graham. These aren't my kind of men. One after another, we need a new party. Anti-vax and anti-tax. Anti-vax and anti-tax. Don't you tell me what to do. I want to have a freedom party. I want a party of freedom. I don't need anybody telling me what to do. Nobody is going to force me to get vaccinated. Nobody, nowhere, no how. Cuomo's going to try. New York governor, little Andy Cuomo, an arrogant boy born on third base, would be nobody if daddy wasn't Mario, like his little brother. Two little pieces of nothing if daddy wasn't there before them. Told Good Morning America. Good Morning America. Yeah, you clown boy. On Monday morning today, that while development of an effective coronavirus vaccine was good news, it was bad news that it would arrive while President Donald Trump is in office. He went on to say that the bad news is that it's about 2 months before Joe Biden takes over and means this administration is going to be implementing the vaccine plan. The vaccine plan is very important, and it's probably the most ambitious undertaking since COVID flawed. And the Trump administration is rolling out the vaccine plan that I believe it's flawed. I believe it learns nothing from the past. They're basically going to have the private providers do it. And that's going to leave out all sorts of communities that were left out the first time the COVID ravaged them. Hey, moron Cuomo, more people died in New York than anywhere else in the country, not even close. Everything you did is a failure. And again, you'd be nobody if daddy wasn't there. And I'll tell you what, Cuomo, you bring the vaccine over here and you try to vaccinate me. That's right. You come over here and try to vaccinate me, man to man. Hey, I'm a lot older than you. And you try to do it to me. You try to do it to me. Yeah. Bye-bye, Cuomo. And bye-bye, freedom. If we don't fight for it. Support InfoWars. Support the Trends Journal. Fight for freedom. Our life is on the line.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.